Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
All your vision needs is a channel, an instrument by which it is carried. Think about that for a minute. God needs you. Acts chapter 9. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone round him from heaven. Notice this. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" You don't know who this person is. He has no idea. "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It's hard for you to kick against the goads or the bricks." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do, or what will thou have me to do?" That's the number one question given to every Christian. Lord, what do you want me to do? Jesus could have told him, but he didn't. And then the Lord said to them, "Arise and go into the city. You will be told what you must do." And the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no one. They heard a voice, didn't see nobody, but Saul saw Jesus. And his voice not only touched him, but echoed through his mind and body to he finished his course. That echo was going on constantly. Verse 7, and the men who journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice but seeing no one. Then Saul arose from the ground. When his eyes were open, he saw no one. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither ate nor drank. This guy was the first Osama bin Laden. I want you to think about that. This guy, he's doing everything all for God. That was Osama. If we could have got Osama bin saved, it's amazing what he could have done. You see, now I want to get to verse 15 if I can. Well, let me read verse 10. Now there were a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias, and to him the Lord said in a vision, "Ananias." And he said, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the street called Straight and inquire of the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. Behold, he is praying. And in a vision, he seen a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him so that he might receive his sight." Now, you can tell Ananias has been around church people. Then Ananias said, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much harm he has done to your saints in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." Verse 15 is where I want to get to. "But the Lord said unto him, Go, for he is a chosen vessel, a mind to bear his name before Gentiles, to bear my name before Gentiles, kings and the children of Israel." Now, I want to talk about part one of this vision, the ultimate honor and sacrifice. Why Saul of Tarsus? Why him? Because the gospel, it was ready to go into the world, and who caused the gospel to be ready was Rome. Rome was controlling everything completely. It was preparing, and little did they realize it, they were preparing the way for the gospel. Rome controlled everything. Now, the reason why God chose Saul, he had to be a Jew. Let me just read it to you. I wrote it down. He must be a Jew steeped in Jewish thought and custom, and understands the law known to Moses, a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee. Yet Pharisees were hypocritical, but Sadducees couldn't see nothing. But you know, Pharisee, there were some good ones, Nicodemus, Gamaliel. He had to be a Pharisee, this person that would take the gospel to the world through Rome, a Jew that understood Hebrew custom. Watch this now. A Hebrew of Hebrews. He must be able to speak to every village in his native tongue. He must be able to speak to a Roman governor and change his mind. But he also must stand in Athens with a logic full of power. A Greek. He was a Greek in sympathy and thought and speech. It was all set up for the gospel. God was chosen as man. Can you imagine Caiaphas trying to talk? He's so stooped in Hebrew, they wouldn't go listen. Peter, uh-uh. But this guy called Saul could work in all three places. Smart. Didn't look too good. Wasn't a very good speaker, but he had revelation. You see what I'm saying? Remember, he had to be a Hebrew of Hebrews. He had to understand the law. Think about that. But he also had to understand Greek, because Greek was all over at that day. But he also was a Roman citizen. So he knew how to work in three fields. Perfect. And in 3 days, he went from a killer to the most compassionate man you would ever see. He had heard the Lord. The reason why he could preach so quick, because he understood the law. You understand? He knew what to say, when to say it, where to say it, and how to say it. To any facet, to the Greek in Athens, to the Roman governors, and to the Jews. Point one, write it down. All that a vision needs is a channel, an instrument by which it is carried. All your vision needs is a channel, an instrument by which it is carried. Think about that for a minute. God needs you. See, you're always thinking you need him, but he needs you more than you need him, because he's already here. He's chosen you as a vessel. He's given you a vision of unlimited power. The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God. Nobody knows what to do. Matthew 24 is happening right in front of our eyes. Wars, rumors of wars. People don't know what to say, don't know how to do it. I mean, Mila, whoever thought some of the stuff we've seen? Craziness. People don't know if they're a man or a woman. And all you got to do is look down and they'll tell you what you are. It's pretty common sense, isn't it? But people don't have common sense. You see what I'm saying? He said he's a chosen vessel. Peter could not have done this. Too Jewish. Caiaphas could not have done this. Couldn't understand Roman law. But this Saul of Tarsus, who was willing to kill people in the name of God, 3 days, no sight, turning a crusty, killing heart into a man full of compassion. He received this destiny right there. And he said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Thank God he was in jail, because a lot of times he'd have probably died a lot earlier, because he was real weak at times. So he would strengthen him and he would write letters. Now, if you think about his letters, they're kind of rugged. Yet he was so compassionate. If you read his speech to Miletus, at Miletus when he left, how they just wept, because he said they would never see his face again. You got to remember that the church gave him the cold shoulder. God's always got somebody to help you with the cold shoulder people. Two of them, Ananias and who? Barnabas, who was once named Joseph. That was his real name, Joseph. But they changed the Barnabas because he was such a son of encouragement. They gave him that. Yeah. Nicknames tell you who you really are. Your real name don't tell you who you are. Anybody got a nickname? Well, when you say a nickname, buddy, that defines you. Yeah. My daddy called me Horsefly. I said, why am I Horsefly? He said, you're always buzzing around. Why? I want to see things. All that a vision needs is a channel, an instrument by which it is carried. See, there is a great power in a vision that has no reservation in it. There's a great power in a vision that has no reservation in it. Is your vision full of reservation? You see, there's always somebody telling you what you can't do. Why you listen to that? You heard the Lord. You asked him, Lord, what will thou have me to do? He told you. Now, what are you waiting for? When I'm waiting for him to prepare it, he wouldn't have called you if you weren't prepared. You see what I'm saying? You're ready to go. I'll never forget Lester Summerall called me one time. This is years ago. He liked me. He said, Jesse Duplantis, this is Lester Summerall. I said, hello, Brother Summerall, how you doing? He said, I want you to come preach at my camp meeting. And I said, well, Brother Summerall, I'll pray about it. He said, I already prayed. He said, you think I'd call you without praying? What do you got to pray for? You don't need to pray. I already prayed. Give me a date. That was Lester Summerall. I said, well, I can't come the next year. He said, the Lord didn't tell me when you was coming. He just told me you were coming. Give me a date. I said, okay, I gave him a date. Good. Hung up the phone. I already prayed. What do you want to pray for? Boy, some people would go, oh, time to tell a man not to pray. No, what he was saying was do something. Do something. I'm going to say something you're not going to like. Sometimes praying, you need to quit that for a minute and go do what you were praying about. Get some action behind what you're saying. You see what I'm saying? Now, that's going to make people mad, but that's all right. You made people mad when you live for the devil. Why can't you make people mad when you live for God? It's going to happen. When Don married Mary, oh, Lord Jesus. I never forget Don. He's a good friend of mine. He said, Jesse, I met someone. I said, praise God. Don, he said, you want to know how old she is? I said, no, it ain't none of my business. I think he appreciated that. I said, Don, are you happy? He said, I'm happy. I said, it's good enough for me. When my daddy married the last woman he married so many of them, didn't he? Good Lord, Jesus. They all died on him, man. They died. I mean, he was married to my mama 30-something years. She passed away. He married Esther, who I introduced him to her, and he was with her 20 years, and she died. Then he married a woman named Joyce, who was younger than than Kathy. My oldest brother called me and said, Jesse, you ain't gonna believe. I said, what? Daddy got married. He said, to a woman younger than Kathy. I said, what she look like? Wayne said, I'm marrying myself. I said, what? That's what my brother said. He's in heaven today. At least I think he is. As far as I know, you know. And Daddy, I said, Daddy, you okay? I'm a happy man. I said, good, Daddy. I had to marry him with my sister looking at me, and he was facing me. My sister going, mad as a hornet at me. I said, Deborah, come here. I said, I don't want him living in lust. She said, he'll not be doing that. Let him go to hell, Jesse. I said, no, Deborah, we can't let Daddy go to hell. I had a big spread. Remember that, Kathy? We had that big spread out there, boy. It was such a blessing. I said, Dad, we got some great food. He said, oh, I got to go. I said, where you going, Dad? He goes, and he just left. He just left. Why am I telling you all this? There's a great power in a vision that has no reservation in it. I refused. When people say, well, now, you know, don't get crazy with this thing. That's exactly what you got to do. Because it's going to be crazy to other people, but it isn't crazy to you. See, vision always discerns the meaning of the message with a logic full of power. Write that down. Vision always discerns the meaning of the message with a logic full of power. See, that's why Paul could speak Greek. Because the Greeks, you had to deal with logic in them people. You see what I'm saying? They could deal with, he was a Pharisee, so he could handle the Jewish thing. But oh, he could handle Rome. Because it was set for the gospel. If God has called you to preach the gospel, even if you're not called to preach the gospel, you may be a business person. That's preaching the gospel, letting your light shine. People, how y'all do that? Oh, the Lord Jesus Christ gives me ideas, insights, and concepts. You actually ministering the gospel in your business, and you don't even realize it's happening. So when you see that, see, when God chose me, I said, Lord, you made a mistake. I said, you know, I'm not qualified. He said, neither was Moses. I said, I think Moses was qualified. He's a prince of Egypt. He said, but he stuttered. He had family problems. His wife was mad at him because he married a black woman. Did you know that? I wonder what that black woman thought. She says, I got the man. I got the man, baby. And she spoke evil of him. You know what the Lord said to Miriam? Oh, you want to be white? I'm going to make you white. He covered her with white leprosy. You don't talk against God's people, because they may be the ones that need to pray for you to get out of that. You see what I'm saying? Vision always discerns the meaning of the message with a logic full of power. That's what Paul could speak in any degree. See, so when God called me, I said, Lord, I'm not qualified. And he said, Jesse, the reason why I'm calling you, if you made a mistake, you wouldn't know you made a mistake because you don't know what you're doing. So you're going to walk by faith and not by sight. So when people would say, now, Brother Jesse, you can't do that. I said, well, Jesus said I could. Either you lying or God lying, I pick you. Now, you better get ready, son. This is going to happen. I said, no, it's not. Oh, they'd get, oh, you arrogant, cocky. No, I just read the Bible. And I've had many opportunities to fail. I just didn't take any. Why do you have a jet? Because I've been down in 3 airplane crashes. I want one that's safe. And that mines are safe. So, I mean, let me tell you something, buddy. If you're going down in an airplane crash, everybody come together in the unity of the faith. Ain't nobody against nobody. I mean, Baptists are speaking tongues. Boop, 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 boop. They're the word of it. It's amazing, man. If you got a string of pearls, somebody will pull it off and make a rosary out of it. Oh, hey, I'm ready for the grace of the Lord. I mean, it's amazing what people do when that captain says, smoke in the thing, fire in the engine, we're going down. Now, I didn't get mad because we can't go up. I know we're going down. So I'd start shouting and praising God. You think I'm going to go, da-da, scream till I die? No, I went, hey! People do. I said, I'm going to be in heaven in just a minute. I don't know about the rest of you people. You know, you might want to sing these songs, fire. Fire. But people just look at, whoo, I'm going to heaven, my Lord. I should have picked up all the back tire. I'd have had enough money to touch the world. Got on the ground. Remember that time that lightning busted that hole? Kathy was with me on that one. You know? And the guy said, I'm going to land. We're going to burn the tires off. We're going into the swamp because the runway ain't long enough and all this kind of stuff. And lightning hit just where I was sitting, Robin. Bam! I look up and there's a hole this big. Water hit me in the face. I had to grab a stewardess, a flight attendant. She said, we're going to die. We're going to die. I unbuckled the seatbelt, grabbed her. I said, remember your training. I was on a Delta jet, John. Remember your training. She goes, she just lost it. I sat back down, water hitting me in the face. Oh, Lord. We hit that runway. And there you see all the ambulances and the fire trucks. Here they come. And they're coming for you. Remember that guy? That was the wildest thing. They opened up the back of that plane, and here come a fireman with an axe in his hand. I thought, if he trips, he gonna decapitate people, man. We had a fire. It was right by me. I said, everything's fine. Everything's fine. What are we gonna do? I said, we're gonna live and not die. That captain come out of there and he says, you the one that told that stewardess that? I said, I thought, oh God, I got trouble here. I said, yes. He said, I wanna thank you for taking care of my employee. I said, don't get mad at her. She just lost it. People do that sometimes. He said, okay. We stopped 1 foot from going off the runway. Burnt the tires off. I saw people in the back going. I saw Jews going. It was the funniest thing you ever saw. It wasn't funny, but it was funny. Was you worried? No. Why? Because I'm some man? No. I hadn't completed my destiny or reached my destination. See, Vision will brand you with marks. Hardships and a heart craving for the unbelievable.
Ladies and gentlemen, my partner over this month is Where is the Cancellation Verse? God says that His word shall not return to Him void. So why aren't you receiving His promises? There are no cancellation verses in the Bible. Learn how to put your faith in line with God's faith and see His word come to pass for you. Get your copy at jdm.org.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, this message you just watched was from our last year's Visionary Conference, and you can watch the whole thing on our free JDM app. My next Visionary Conference is right around the corner. It's Thursday, July the 9th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 10th at 10 a.m. and at 7 p.m. that night, right here at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana, which is a suburb of New Orleans, Louisiana. Everyone is welcome. And listen to this, registration and admission are free. Don't cost nothing, praise the Lord. How to get all that information? Go to jdm.org and get all the details. You will be blessed by it. I love my product offer this because we're talking about heaven. Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. In 1988, we went to heaven and the Lord gave me a message to share with you. To get this book, all you got to do is go to jdm.org for all the ordering information. Let me say something also. I'm touring the country and sharing my heaven testimony in person. Our next service is this Friday, June the 26th, at Karis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. These services are in person only. There'll be no worship, nothing. I'm going to be talking about what God showed me, and we're going to open it up to question and answer, and people are going to be blessed. You can check out our tour dates on our meetings page at jdm.org. Partners, thank you for your glorious, faithful financial support. We're celebrating 50 years in ministry this year. Never have had a financial deficit because of you obeying God's word, because of me and Kathy obeying God's word. That's what it's all about. Thank you for supporting this ministry. You know, retirement's not in our DNA for some reason, because every time, bless God, I go to think of something like that, God gives me nothing but big projects. We got two projects right now. Believing God for 20,000 people to give $1,000. That's 20 million. That's a lot of money. Hallelujah. And listen to this. We're going to knock out both projects at the same time. Nothing too small and nothing too big. Pray about becoming one of those if you'd like to, and you'll be blessed by it. And we also believe in God for a $20 million chunk giver. And I tell you that because that replenishes everything and we're able to go further into the future. Thank you, partners, for supporting this ministry 50 years without a financial deficit. Jesse Duplantis saying, I love you. I really do. May God richly bless you. I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Have you ever wondered what heaven is like? Then join Jesse Duplantis at his 2026 Heaven Tour. Since Jesse's miraculous trip to heaven in 1988, countless lives have been forever changed by the powerful message that Jesus gave him to proclaim throughout the world. At these in-person only services, Jesse will take you through his trip to heaven and share some of the many wonderful things that the Lord has in store for us, both in heaven and on earth. There will also be a special time of ministry, and then Jesse will answer some questions from the audience. It's time to discover the truth of eternity and embrace the everlasting love that Jesus has for you. Jesse Duplantis' Heaven Tour, Friday, June 26th, 7 p.m. at Karis Christian Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Visit jdm.org for more information. We'll be right back.
There's a world that needs to be saved. Our mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus to that world. That is why we here at Jesse the Planner's Ministries believe the unbelievable and operate in the impossible. God is continuing to direct us to expand our outreach to more people in more places and through more ways than ever before. We are advancing into the frontiers of ministry to change more lives through one simple question. Do you know Jesus? Listen to me, it is beginning. The light of Jesus is shining higher and brighter and further than ever. People from all over are responding to the message of Jesus. Nothing can stop the light of God's love from reaching people and changing lives.
You see, heaven is wonderful. It's a big place. Then I heard this, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. The Lord walked out and his children ran up to him and began to sing praises to him. He said, go tell my people I'm coming. I brought you here to tell you, go tell them I'm coming.
Heaven, close encounters of the God kind. The testimony that has changed lives all around the world. Order yours today at jdm.org.
There is power in prayer. Jesus says, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Need a prayer partner? Let's agree together in faith.
Command me. Use your faith voice. I only say what my Father says, and I only do what my Father says to do.
He's a faith God. You don't touch him or please him unless you use your faith voice. If you're not believing for the impossible, you're not living by faith at all.
When you use your faith voice, it just comes together.
You see, your vision will come to pass quicker than you ever thought in your wildest dreams. But if you listen to all this, you can't do this, you can't do that, people's always trying to put doubt and unbelief in you. And he will use people who you esteem highly in the faith.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse the Planner's Ministries, go to jdm.org.